Hussein now stood on the dry desert of Karbala.
He is astride the white horse named Dhul Jinnah.
Upon his head, the turban of Al-Mustafa.
Beckoning his enemy to come from afar.
He challenged them to come and fight. They cowered seeing his face so bright.
And whosoever of the fiends dared step forth, Hussein rendered them to oblivion from south to north.
With the swing of his sword, showing them the power of his Lord, many of them were sent to hell by his wrath.
Thus was the valor of those on Ali's path.
Martyrdom is better than acceptance of disgrace, and the swing of his sword like the strike of a hellish mace.
It is said of Hussein's final stand that it has never been witnessed before that a man who has lost his family members in such a way, whose companions have fallen in the wake of day under the swords and spears of those who were astray, heartbroken, heart bleeding, and hurting in every way, having seen such valiant casualties, having endured such profound calamities, and having witnessed tragedy after tragedy, yet showing on the battlefield such unworldly bravery.
He would, like a wolf, send them fleeing like sheep. He would pounce upon them like a lion among dogs,
scattering them like wind through a fog. And he would return to stand his ground, allowing the enemies to cower, saying, Allah's is strength, and his is the power.
The soldiers lacked any morals. They lacked any sense. And so they went between him and the tents.
And Hussein let out a furious roar like thunder, woe unto you, and split them asunder.
But this son of the Prophet was suffering great thirst, and the men who were surrounding were all of them cursed. Hussein sought out water, but there was none to quench his thirst. Even before you slaughter a sheep, you give it water first. The enemy surrounded him, attacked from all sides. Hussein is a fish in a storm caught up in the tides. Swarm after swarm of soldiers wash over him. An arrow pierces his holy body. A spear tears his blessed flesh. A sword cuts through. And how can I explain to you that Zainab watches from afar?
And her brother is being murdered in Karbala. While he has been abandoned and betrayed by the very people who claim to be his slave, her heart breaks for every wound.
Her heart breaks for every wound suffered by Hussein that afternoon. Entered upon her solemn heart, a strike, sometimes from a sword, sometimes from a spike.
She looks up to the heavens and lets out a cry. Ya Muhammada.
This is your son and the piece of your flesh. Hussein's 72 comrades have fallen valiantly.
But they are fortunate that they did not see this man alone, aged 63, being cut to pieces by his enemies.
Imam halts for a moment to take a rest. This dunya is nothing but a test.
Then a stone is thrown, struck his forehead.
How many a sujood for Allah Almighty from that blessed forehead. But today blood flows from it, and Hussein tucks up his shirt to prevent the flow of blood as it spurts. A poisoned trident arrow struck Hussein's chest. Allah knows which of Allah's secrets is concealed in this breast. Hussein says, in the name of Allah, and by Allah, and by the religion of the Messenger of Allah.
Imam raised his blessed head towards the sky. This is Hussein with no friends, no ally. This is Hussein, every tear in your eye. He says, oh Allah, you know that these people are killing a man, other than whom no son of Fatima stands. No son of Fatima stands on this earth of yours, there is no other. Gone is the father, gone is the brother.
Then Hussein pulled out of his back an arrow. Blood flowed like a stream, so narrow. The Imam's strength began to wane, and so the enemies closed in on Hussein. The soldiers spat and cursed and swore, and a deadly blow to the head Hussein bore. His helmet overflowed with his holy blood, mixing with the sands a pool of holy mud.
The enemies still were puppets of slavery, afraid to assault the man who fought on with bravery. Hussein tied a rope and bound his head with it, and still he swung his sword and sent them to hell with it. Was there no one who could help Hussein?
Was there no one who would help Hussein to stop him from being slain? Unable to bear to stand and see from the grip of his mother breaking free. A youth from his camp, maybe 12 years old, came running to Al-Hussein, brave and bold, catching the soldiers off guard in their stride. Said this child, "By Allah, I will not leave my uncle's side."
Hurmala stepped towards Al-Hussein, sword drawn to bring down the pain. But this child held up his hands, shielding his imam, and the sword cut through this young boy's arm, and Hussein took his nephew in his arms and said, "Bear patiently and think not of those slain as dead."
And Hussein was with many arrows filled. The reckoning of Allah will very soon be fulfilled. While Hussein lay under the burning sun, the deed of finishing his life was yet to be done.
Shimr looked at his soldiers and let out a roar. What are you waiting for? One of the cursed ones attacked Imam from the side. Hussein's shoulder was slit, but he swung back and the soldier died. Another soldier stabbed Imam in the back with his sword. Imam Hussein began to feel the presence of his Lord. Hussein ibn Ali fell to the ground.
Then Hussein, with great difficulty, rose to his feet. And then fell back to the ground. A man stabbed Imam in his chest, another struck the holy Imam on his crest, an arrow piece pierced his blessed neck. Hussein fell once again upon the dry plain.
He took this blood into his hands and covered his head and beard. This is how I shall return to God while my rites have been smeared. Shem's voice filled the air, bring fire to burn the tents.
The daughters of Ahlul Bayt let out screams, intense, and Abbas is not there in their defense. No one is left in their defense. It is said that Hussein ibn Ali begins to crawl, dragging his body, responding to the woman's call.
O son of Zil-Joshan, you are getting fire to burn my family. May Allah burn you for eternity.
Zainab came out of the tent. Oh, my brother. Oh, son of Fatima, my mother. Oh, my leader. Oh, my household. I wish the sky had fallen down upon the earth. I wish the mountains had come down, scattered upon the earth.
Hilal says, I separated from the two rows of soldiers and stood by the side of Hussein alayhi salam. His holiness was on the verge of death. By Allah, I have never seen a blood-covered body more beautiful than he, nor any face brighter than his. The brightness of his face made me doubtful about his death. It was in this state that Hussein alayhi salam was heard asking for water.
Hilal said, I separated from the two rows of soldiers and stood by the side of Hussein alayhi salam. His holiness was on the verge of death. By Allah, I have never seen a blood-covered body more beautiful than he, nor any face brighter than his. The brightness of his face made me doubtful about his death. It was in this state that Hussein was heard asking for water.
Hussein now lay breathing his last. He would go to meet his ancestors soon. Not an inch of his body was free of wounds. There were many arrows in his blessed body, and he could barely move. Yet now the soldiers were afraid to approach, cowards afraid to encroach.
Umar ibn Sa'd told one of them, "Woe unto you, come down and relieve Hussein."
The soldier went forward to cut the head of Hussein, but began to tremble and shake, insane. for it is said that this body of Hussein, despite being in terrible pain, despite being covered in harsh wounds and gashes, was a tremendously beautiful thing of wonder, like a divine light cutting the dark world asunder. And every soldier that got close to Hussein turned away, having approached in vain.
Until finally the most cursed one of all drew from his scabbard a dagger. He sat upon the blessed chest of Hussein.
He sat upon the blessed chest, cut the blessed throat of Hussein.
Cut the blessed throat of Hussein and severed his head from his blessed body.
It is said that after this event, even the angels in the heavens could not bear to see. They arrived and wept and said, "O Lord, this is your Hussein. This is your Hussein. This is the chosen son of your messenger's daughter." In response to these words of the angels, the Almighty Allah raised the holy shadow of the Qa'ime Ali Muhammad and said, "I will take the revenge of Hussein by his hands." But hear now, think of this, that if the angels in heaven found this so unbearable, then how was it for Zainab, watching it all unfold?
How was it for Ali, ill in his tent? How was it for Sakina, the daughter of Hussein?
After the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, even the winds blew an abandoned calm. A severe storm erupted in the sky, as if heaven itself was asking, why?
The sky itself abandoned its being blue and was covered by a bloody red hue.
Then, with a view to steal the holy Imam's cloth, they came forward. They plundered the body of the Imam like vultures pouncing on a carcass. One of them tore off the Imam's armor. One of them pulled off the Imam's turban. One of them ripped off the Imam's shirt. It is said that when the Imam's ring would not leave his blessed finger, one of the cursed men hacked off his finger to get the ring. One of them took the blessed boots of the Imam. They snatched away from the Imam everything.
The narrator reports, thereafter they drove out the honorable ladies from their tents, bareheaded and barefoot, arrested them and put their tents to fire. And when these honorable ladies of Mustafa's household were chained and dragged out into the barren plains, their eyes fell upon the bodies of the martyred ones. They saw with their own eyes the body of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. They cried far more loudly and they began to scream. Thereafter, Sukaynah drew the holy body of her father to her lap. The tents were ablaze, and this daughter of al-Hussein is sat amidst the corpses. She sobbed and wailed, clutching tightly to the dismembered body of her father. Some Arabs pulled her from the body of her father.
A narrator has said, by Allah, I can never forget how Zainab, daughter of Ali, wept over al-Hussein and wailed in a sorrowful voice. Hussein.